Office of Equity. And then finally, $58,000 to cover some severe weather winter shelter costs. In total, $91,000 of new requests. We're actually recommending in favor of all of those, again, without the transfer back to BOIC, which means that in the end, unrestricted contingency would go up to about $967,000. It's currently a little over $500,000. So again, that's a good thing for two reasons. One, there is still 2.5 months left in the fiscal year, so things can come up that we may need to funding for. But I think more importantly, it really helps with the ending fund balance and to ensure that we don't miss that. Again, any unspent dollars in unrestricted contingency fall to balance can be reappropriated in the fall bump by council. Questions about new requests? What's below that are just technical adjustments. Again, these are, as by name, technical adjustments, so I won't go through those, but I'm happy to answer questions about any of them.
For the record, because of this underspending by BOIC, I will definitely be supporting two of BOIC's requests for ongoing funding in recognition of their prioritization that they mentioned in the budget process, but also that they are very frugal with their money.
And I will just point out that the underspending is one-time funding. As a pedantic point. Sorry, the only other things to note there's a number of non-general fund things, but most of which are not worth noting. But there is $50 million of bond revenue that's going to that PBOT is budgeting again for the Selwood Bridge long planned for, but it is showing up in the spring bump. And then finally, BES is reducing bond proceeds by $100 million. So again, a couple of large dollar items in the spring bump, but things that I think that have been planned and that those bureaus you'll see moving forward. Any other questions about anything in the write-ups, recommendations?
So I just have one question, and it relates to what you say at our budget hearings at night. So I see a general fund of $494 million. And usually at our budget briefings, our budget hearings, you talk about it being $410 million. So.
Yeah, the difference there is general fund discretionary versus the total general fund. So our general fund, our total general fund budget is $494 million. And actually revised, you'll see already it's about $514 million. Our general fund discretionary, however, is the lower number, which I'll remember before tonight's budget work session. The difference there, there's a lot of money that comes into the general fund. So parks, community center fees are a good example. That's general fund money, but obviously restricted to the Parks Bureau. So we don't refer to it as discretionary. It's just general fund.
Other questions, guidance? Again, please get back to me if you have other comments or priorities on this list that you want to make sure I know about, but make sure you had technical questions that Andrew and the team are here, as well as quite a few bureaus. So.
Okay. Andrew, thanks for a good job.
Thank you. Great. So we'll see you all tonight. David Douglas High School. Amanda was asking, are we in the auditorium or are we in the cafeteria?
Great question.
Not quite well, lights be.
We will let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll wander around the campus until.